Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings. If you have a question you'd like addressed in the air, you can text or call us at 314-472-DOUG. That's 314-472-DOUG, which is 3684, the numbers for that. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. So I am normally joined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman, who actually will be here soon, but I am flying solo in this first segment. So want to jump right in. Definitely visit our blog. You're going to get a lot of great stuff today because we're going to dive deep when it comes to money and teaching you to be smart with your money and raising your level of fiscal literacy. I want you to subscribe to our podcast too. If you look up in iTunes or Google Play, search Smart With Your Money with Doug Haldeman, and you'll see the thousands of downloads that are happening to this podcast on a weekly basis. Let's jump into the market this week because there's been major turbulence that's happened. Big news out there is that the Fed met this week and they raised interest rates by 0.25%. And there's so much misinformation around that. I've got to jump in and make sure that you guys are all really clear on what does that even mean when the Fed raises interest rates. Why do they raise it? And what does it do for you as a consumer, good or bad? Let's start jumping in on some of those questions. So once the Fed makes a pronouncement that they're going to be changing rates, is it good for you or bad for you? Well, it depends on which side of the saving versus borrowing divide that you stand. These are the short-term rates that the Fed ends up controlling. And when they control the short-term rates, this is where eventually a lot of your savings returns come in. That's why CD rates have been so low or savings rates have been so low. It's because the rates that the Fed controls have also been so low that it's held your returns down. Now, as rates go up, you have a better chance of getting a return in fixed income investments. So as you get closer to retirement, that's really good news for you because hopefully you're more on the saving side, less on the borrowing side. Okay, now let's look at if you're on the borrowing side, what does this mean for you? Well, first thing is the Fed does not control your mortgage rate. Okay, mortgage rates are not directly tied to what the Fed controls. So let's jump into what does the Fed actually control? Well, there's three things the Fed's controlling. First is the discount rate. Okay, the discount rate is the interest rate that a bank must pay when they borrow money from the Fed. Okay, so when they borrow directly from the Fed, and the Fed directly decides the discount rate based on what the current state of the economy is. And with the current state of the economy, they want to slow the economy down a little bit. That's why they're raising the rate. So the discount rate right now just went up to 1%, which went up 0.25% from 0.75%. Okay, the next thing that's kind of attached to this is the federal funds rate. The federal funds rate is the rate that banks pay when they borrow from one another. Okay, so banks are lending money back and forth all the time, depending on where their reserves are. Okay, so it's determined by the supply and demand, loanable funds in the open market, and the Fed sets a target rate for this. So they end up setting a range. So the Fed's target rate range is 0.5 to 0.75%, which really means closer to 0.75% is what you expect. Then the next thing that's attached to that is the prime rate. So the prime rate is always going to be 3% over the top of the federal funds target range. So the federal funds target range is the top of that is 0.75%. So you add 3% to that. That means the prime rate is 3.75%. Okay, so prime rate is really the thing that you as a consumer are going to see. It's going to affect your credit cards. It's going to affect your home equity loans. So average credit card is prime plus 14%, so a little over 18%. Average home equity loan is prime plus 1%, so around 4.75%. So home equity loans are something that does get affected with your home, but not your long-term mortgage rate. So moral of the story, visit our website. I'm going to have a lot more information on there. But if you're in the market for a mortgage, make sure you're getting advised by somebody who really understands the market. And if you want advice directly from me, feel free to reach out to me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-3684. You can call me or text me, and I can give you advice on your personal scenario and make sure that as your time in your home purchase, that you're timing it correctly. So coming up, we're going to be talking about the invisible money leaks that may be draining your account. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.